Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. With the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, you get all the highlights from the menu at discounted prices every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. We love the guys at Mastro Subaru, Pete and Steve. They run the place over there, both in Tampa and over in Orlando. And I'm telling you this, they are stick carriers, and they love the stick carrier movement. Go to Mastro Subaru, mention the stick carriers, the commish, or Bucks Uncensored, and they will give you a special stick carriers discount on your next car. It's crazy. That's all you got to do is mention it. Mastro Subaru has two locations, right here in Tampa or over in Orlando, or check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. And, of course, the OG of sponsors to Bucks Uncensored, Bricado's Sandwich Shop. We love them. 5021. East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City, and home of the best Cuban sandwich and devil crab in town. I know you're going to go by there. I just know you will. And when you do, do not forget to try that devil crab. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't do my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
All of the talk, all of the excitement, all of the parties has all led to this. This is what the stick carrier movement was all about. Generating excitement by coming together. Stronger together in numbers. And we have done just that. We have come together many, many times this year already and at the tail end of last year. But never have we come together as one fan base, as one stick carrier group for a Buccaneer regular season game. That ends Sunday. That is the day we take back Ray J. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. During this podcast, we will give you some of my bold predictions for the Bucks for this season. We'll also talk about some ways the Bucks can beat the Bears, and it's not just because the Bears suck. Got to beat the Bears. Got to beat them. You're better. But so much anticipation for this team throughout the offseason, training camp, and preseason. I'll be damned if we're going to let a fucking storm, pun intended here, rain on our parade. Oh, hell no. Some of you are still dealing with the effects of Irma. Completely understand that. We need you and your spirit and your passion at home. But you can still spread that passion that you have. Maybe you can't go to the game. That doesn't mean that you can't be there in spirit with us. One of our own had his own issues that he had to deal with. And like many of you, including myself, when you decide upon the priorities in your life, you will always choose family over football. Lou tried to do that. Lou went on our Facebook page and tried to sell his tickets for this Sunday's game, citing the fact that his home suffered substantial damage during the storm. They had not had power for, I mean, when I talked to him on the phone, it was Wednesday afternoon, no power. I believe they ended up getting power back on Thursday. Lou and his wife Teresa have been vocal about having a special needs child. You know, there's a lot on their plate. And they have been so dedicated to this movement and to the group of people that have come together and become friends. The phone call I had with Lou the other day, I'll never forget. Because while we were talking about his situation, I think you could enter anyone's name listening to this right now. And Lou would be the first one to help out any one of you bastards. But when he was down, Sammer stepped up. A lot of you stepped up. Sammer stepped up, created the GoFundMe account. So many of you donated. Unbelievable. Unbelievable pouring of generosity that's going to allow Lou to join us on Sunday, not only for the game, but for the tailgate party as well. Oh, man.
Justin, Lou and Port Richey, man. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the people that have supported me with this amazing GoFundMe that Sammer started, bro. Sammer, thank you so much, bro. Thank all of you guys, man, that donated, man. It's too many to you know, just say all your names, bro. I'll be here for fucking hours, bro, for fucking saying that, bro. Look, man, all I wanted to do, man, I got some damage at the house, bro, from this fucking whore, Irma, man, that no good. Anyway, you know, and just, you know, I got, you know, supplies, all that, bro, just got me spent. And I was going to sell my tickets, bro, just to recover some money, man, you know what I'm saying? And, Sammer goes ahead and puts this GoFundMe, man, and I have no words for expressing the gratitude for so many people donating. And, you know, I'm here, bro. I'm losing my mind because I don't know what's going to be, bro. What's going to be with the house, man. I mean, the house is livable, man. I put some tarps up and shit like that, dude. But it's just, you know, it's overwhelming seeing all that, man, and just saying, what the F, man, are we going to do here, bro? But I just want to say thank you, bro. Thank you to all you guys, man, because, you know, normally I wouldn't do this, bro, because I know everybody in this area was affected by this, man, and you all have your own expenditures, man. To actually have you guys donate, man, is incredible. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I'm going to be going to the game, bro. I'm going to be going to the game. Well, fellas, we had the draft party. We had the takeover. We had the tune-up, the pillage, tuning us up. And that was something special, man. But this right here is what we've been waiting for. This is the moment that everything has been building up! Building up! And you bastards better be ready! Because we need to go into that stadium and shake that motherfucker and shake it and have them feel the fucking intensity in the fucking locker rooms all the way to fucking Clearwater Beach, to fucking Orlando and Daytona, and all of Florida must hear us. We will fucking rock that place like it's never been rocked before. Are you bastards ready? Are you ready? Can you get loud? Can you be fucking proud? We're going to fucking do this like we've never done this shit before. We are going to be the best fucking Bucks fans that have ever been on this motherfucker. Today, now, is the fucking time. Let's fucking do this. Enough with speaking softly. It's time to carry that big motherfucking stick.
Okay, that was distorted, and rightfully so. You talk about a lot of built-up frustration, energy. Lou is gonna be in rare form Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, tailgate party starts 9 a.m. 9 a.m. It's Ohio Street, right off of Himes. You just turn east onto Ohio Street from Himes. And I think Ohio is, the tailgate party itself is like right behind the Bucks facility. So that gives you an idea of where Ohio is. I think it's near the TV station. So Ohio Street, turn on there. You won't miss it. We'll all be there. 9 a.m., pretty much 9 a.m. to 11:30. 11:30, we start breaking it down. 11:45, I will lead the walk. The walk to, inside, and through Raymond James Stadium. How many people can we get for that? How many people can we get to walk with us, chanting and cheering and yelling and screaming up to the stadium, into the stadium, up the ramp and through the stadium to the South End Zone Plaza? That's where we're all going to be standing. Standing room only. You know how impressive it's going to look, but we need each and every one of you. We need you. The more people we have, the louder we can be together. Now more than ever, we have to support our team. They need to come out and play like somebody stole something from them. And that's how we need to approach it as well, as fans. That bitch, Irma, stole our opening game from us last week. Well, now we get to open up at home and take out all of that built-up frustration on the Chicago Bears. You think I'm ready? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Fucking loser! Get out of your mind!
Let's go! Come in!
What up?
It's the smoking fucking Jays! We fucking pump for Sunday! We gonna see all y'all there at 3316 West Ohio.
Let's go, baby.
We're gonna be there bright and early, 9 a.m. Hey, we gonna be there and we gonna be fucking lit. Woo! Hey, you know what we gonna do?
What that?
We gonna make Mike Lennon shit his pants.
Shit his fucking pants.
Yes, sir. I'm so fucking pumped. For the first fucking game of the season, we're going to take back Ray J, take back what's rightfully ours.
Hey.
We're going to be out there bright and fucking early. Y'all stick carriers better be ready. Y'all better bring the big motherfucking sticks, boys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we want to see all y'all out there. Blue, all y'all, everybody. Hey, the OKC boys going to be there.
Hell yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna be able to tell them apart or us apart. Hey, we gonna see all y'all out there. It's gonna be fucking lit. I can't fucking wait to see all y'all. Hey.
What?
Right back into this.
What's that?
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Woo!
Woo! I got a big old stick on my swing away. We got Tampa Bay, got a big old stick, I'ma swing away. We all we got Tampa Bay.
Hey, hit 'em Quan, hit 'em, hit 'em Quan, hit 'em. Hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, Quan, hit him up. Now they gotta get him up. Talking like he tough and stuff. Knowing he on that Debo stuff. Call him bluff. Snatch the rock from Julio like candy from a baby. Y'all ain't really boning. Y'all ain't really ready. Legs chopping like machete. Moving too fast. That boy DJ ready. Gonna smash the gas.
I got a big old stick. Gonna swing away. We got Tampa Bay, got a big old stick, I'ma swing away. We got Tampa Bay.
All right, let me tell you what the Bucks need to do to win this game against the Bears. Yeah, I said it on Wednesday's podcast. This defense, and I'll have something to say about the defense when I go into my bold predictions for this team this season. This defense has to stop the run. I know you can say that for pretty much every game against every team, but how important is it in this game? With these two running backs the Bears have and that shit-ass quarterback Glennon, supremely average, man. He is the king of average. This defense got to stop the run. Stop the run. Because here's the thing. You stop the run, you're already getting in Mike Glennon's head. You're getting in his head. No team led by Mike Glennon can have him throw the ball more than 20 times in a game. He's just not that kind of quarterback. This defense has to play with swagger. They got to stop the run. They got to fly around and hit people. That's what they got to do. Offensively, you want to say you want to run the football, but who's going to be that running back to do so? I want to see the Bucs be balanced on offense. I think they need to be balanced on offense. They can't abandon the run, even though they don't have a true feature running back. But along those lines, they got to unleash Jameis Winston. You brought all these weapons in. Use them. Use them. You know, allow Jameis Winston to read the field, find open receivers, and hit them with darts. what we hope is the beginning of a very big season for Jameis Winston. There's nobody that I'm sure wants it more than he does. Sitting out a week, missing a week. Now your season opener is your home opener. We might see a big game out of Jameis Winston on Sunday. And like I said before, if this team wants to win against the Bears and start this season 1-0, they need to take it personally. They need to act like Irma sought them out and forced them to miss last week's game. They need to act as if it was stolen from them and take that shit out on the Bears. And same thing goes for you, Bucks fans, stick carriers. Your opening day was stolen from you. In the face of adversity, we come together. We, as I said earlier in the week, say, fuck you, adversity, and fuck you, Chicago Bears. And Mike Glennon, you're going to shit your pants because we are going to be so fucking loud and take back Ray J on Sunday. As much as they do it on the field, we're going to do it in the stands. They want to steal our opening day last week. We're going to make every fucking team pay for that this season. And did I hear the Smokin' Jays make reference to the OKC boys?
What's going on, Commish?
What up, Commish?
What's going on, stick carriers?
What up, motherfuckers?
It's the fucking OKC boys, and we're sending in our fucking game day.
Yo, like.
Game day.
Final.
Bucks take.
We will be in Tampa.
When you listening to this podcast,
shit,
we in fucking Tampa.
Well,
already.
Like, we gotta say the voices, like, we gotta speak softly.
So, we're gonna speak softly. We're gonna continue to speak softly.
All fucking
week. Until we get to the stadium and we start fucking marching. We got 1,000 fucking people
fucking
marching.
2,000.
2,000 people.
And we bring
march.
The fucking fire.
Commish!
Stick carriers!
We're gonna be loud as fuck! Yes, sir, we're coming. We're ready for the fucking tailgate. We're
Woo!
Ready to sit with the fucking stick carriers.
119,
sit
bitches!
Sit with the boys at 119!
Let's go! All you motherfuckers!
We need everybody on board. We've been speaking fucking softly.
Enough of it!
Fucking hurricane trying to fuck our shit up. It didn't fucking work.
We coming, baby!
The fucking Dolphins game. It
fuck
gets
them.
Fucking suspended.
Fuck
that
them.
Gotta fucking
it doesn't
stop
fucking
us.
Matter.
We're coming. Fucking Saturday. We'll see all you crazy motherfuckers on Sunday.
It's getting
and
lit.
And it's gonna be loud as fuck! It's time to take back fucking Ray J.
You'll
and
lack.
Beat
nope.
The shit out of the fucking shitty ass Chicago Bears.
No fucking sitting. Every motherfucker listening, get up off your fucking ass and fucking stand the entire motherfucking game. Let's fucking go!
There you have it, stick carriers. Wait to meet all you crazy
fuck
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And also, you know, Sammer, he posted the GoFundMe for Lou, man.
Let's
if you guys got $5, ten
Let's
bucks,
go, baby.
$20, man, donate to Lou. Let's keep Lou in the fucking stands.
Yeah.
He's part of this fucking movement.
Woo!
So let's go.
Lou,
we look
Lou,
forward to meeting
Lou,
all you
Lou,
crazy
Lou,
fuckers
Lou,
here in
Lou.
The fucking week. And as always, we'll go right back into this.
Shh. Speak softly.
And carry that big motherfucking stick!
The OKC boys, they'll be in 119, and they will be at the tailgate party starting at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. We're going to have, by the way, $20 donation. Until the food and drinks are gone, you can have as much as you want. Food, drink, beer, Bud Light, Budweiser. They got vodka, Tito's vodka. They got some rum there. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I might be in rare form very, very early in the morning. Last thing I wanted to say, though, about this game. I've been a fan of the Bucks offensive line and how it's been pieced together. I think this is a game that could set the tone for what this offensive line can do this season. I think more emphasis has been placed by maybe Jason Light and the front office on the offensive line than at running back. And if that's the case, they have to lean on that offensive line and need that offensive line to dominate the line of scrimmage. They do that, they can run the football, no matter who's behind them. Our first game with Ali Marpet at center, how much of an improvement will that be in a regular season game? Sweezy says he feels great. Fantastic. Pamphil and Donovan Smith on the left side. Chemistry there. This is an offensive line that has been a work in progress since Jason Light took over as general manager. You could tell that he wanted to revamp this offensive line from what it was under Mark Dominic, and he's done a damn good job of doing that. Now they need to go out. They need to own that line of scrimmage. They do that. If they own the line of scrimmage, the Bucks are winning this game. That's the key right there. You win the line of scrimmage, offensive line, you're winning the entire game. As for the fans, we're ready. We're ready to take back Ray J.
But we are lit.
The Bucks are what?
We are lit.
Bucks are what?
We are lit.
Commish, we lit.
That's what I want to see. I want to see something with a buzz, man. We winning right now, man. I want to see something with Jameis. I want to see something with Mike Evans. I want to see something with Robert Aaron or Quan Alexander, Levante or something, man. I ain't trying to see these other teams. I don't care about these other teams, man. I care about the Bucks, man. That's all I care about right now. Next thing you know, everybody's going to be caring about it right now. Let's go, Bucks. I'm amped right now. I am amped right now. I'm crunk right now. What I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna do? I don't even know. It don't matter. I'm going downtown. I'm about to drink a couple bottles. I'm about to take a couple shots. I'm about to go for my boys, man. We crunk in here.
Hey, go Bucks. 75.
Who won? Where the Bucks play at the Raymond James down in Tampa Bay.
James Winston.
The team off the chain this year. Cause the Glazers won a Super Bowl ring this year. Yo. Welcome to the field where the Bucks play at the Raymond James down in Tampa Bay.
James Winston.
Got the team off the chain this year. Cause the Glazers won a Super Bowl ring this year.
We lit up in this motherfucker right now. Let's get it, boy. 75. Let's get it, boy. We partying all night, man. Let's go. Phillip Rivers been eating nuts all day long. Let's go. Jameis Winston, clutch, man. Man, I ain't gonna lie, I was scared. I was nervous when I seen Adam Humphries go down, see some shorts go down. I seen Doug Martin start limping, commission. I'm like, oh shit, hold on now. But the next thing I know, I looked at Jameis Winston. He went in phase, not a goddamn bit. I was like, let's go, Bucks. Found out Phillip Rivers can't do shit in the second half, and the Bucks crunked up on their ass. I'm loving motherfucking life. I want somebody to come up with my motherfucking face and be like, the Bucks trash, the Bucks sorry. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Let's go, bitch, we crunk around here. Go Bucks!
Our offense up, our defense rough. Go Bucks, go Bucks. Ain't no other team stopping us. Go Bucks, go Bucks. In the Raymond James, we do our thing. Every time we score, them cannons bang. If you want to see a game, go Bucks. Go Bucks.
Love the podcast, though. I just nailed that shit.
Bucks Uncensored.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? We ready. Come on. We ready. Break bread, folks. Break bread, folks. Break bread, folks. Break bread.
Bucks Uncensored at Commish Online. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Jay Pulowski 324 on Snapchat. Don't forget to hashtag stick carriers when you're tweeting about the game on Sunday. And make sure you tweet out some of those pictures. Hey, if you're going to the tailgate party, let's see those pictures on Facebook, on social media. Hashtag stick carriers, hashtag BMFS. Big motherfucking stick. We are ready. Lot of Bucks takes we want to get to. If this is your first time listening to Bucks Uncensored, you're getting ready to take back Ray J. This podcast is your podcast. You have every right to be on this podcast as anyone else. You just record your voice on your phone and email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. And oh, the Bucks takes we get following Bucks games are the best ones. I want to hear that passion as soon as the game is over. When you're filled with emotions, what I want you to think about is taking that phone out and recording a Bucks take. Send it to us. I recorded Monday's podcast Sunday night, so I need those passionate Bucks takes. Do not forget. Those were the best ones, man. Those will be the best ones. This movement started last year following the Bucks' victory over the San Diego Chargers. One of the first stick carriers I can remember is Doug in 119. And Doug has been a proponent from the beginning of standing and getting loud when the defense is on the field, getting loud for your team. You know, he's kind of, like Dirk Cutter said, the stick carriers need to lead the charge. He's kind of led the charge for the stick carriers in that loud as fuck mentality. So let's let him start this segment. Let's go to Doug. Hey, Doug.
What's up, Commish? What's up, stick carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, section 119, where we're going to have Ray J rocking this week. Just want to chime in with a Bucks take. Just got done listening to Wednesday's podcast. Super pumped and ready for Saturday's game. Home opener, season opener, week two versus the sorry-ass Bears. But we're not going to take them for granted. We're not going to play down to their level. We need to just come in, take control, and put this game away. Move on to Minnesota. But first, we got to do it as a fan base. I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep getting louder as a fan base, and let's do it as a family. One fan base, one heartbeat. Let's get it, fans. It's time. All the talking, we're done. It's done. It's time to bring it to fucking Ray J. It's game number one for us. But you know what? I'm treating this like it's a playoff. Like it's a playoff home game to go to the fucking Super Bowl. Anytime that the defense walks on the field, the second they walk on the field, I'm standing up, I'm loud as hell, I'm cheering. Let's go, Bucks. Let's get them defense. Interception, sack, fumble, whatever I got to say. Whistling, screaming, standing up. This is it, fans. This is where it starts. It starts with us. It starts with us. And it starts Sunday morning at the tailgate. Then we walk up. Or Ohio. Fuck just walking up the spiral chanting. Let's walk all the way from Ohio, down Ohio, turn left on Himes, walk all the way down Himes, chanting, let's go, Bucks. We fucking ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. I'm so pumped. Hurricane Irma came. I hope everybody was safe. Sorry if you ain't got no power. Shit sucks. But I'm just so ready. OKC boys will be in town. They're going to come party with us. It's going to be fucking great. Can't wait. But until then, fans, speak softly, save your voice, because we're going to need you Sunday afternoon, 1 fucking p.m. Until then, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, Doug. Leading the way there in 119. You know 119's going to be rocking. We need that whole stadium rocking on Sunday. Derek's up next. Hey, Derek.
Justin, Derek, up here in Memphis, fucking Tennessee. I'm bringing you a Bucks take because I'm so fucking ready to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Chicago fucking Bears. Mike Glennon, the statue, is going to hit the turf, I feel, or the grass, a lot this game. They're going to hit him and hit him often. You know, we don't really have to defend the deep ball against Glennon. We just have to knock off those short passes, his checkdowns that he likes to throw. And we have to get in Jordan Howard's face and punch him in the mouth as much as possible in this fucking game. But I am fucking ready to watch the Tampa Bay goddamn Buccaneers play some fucking football. Are you fucking ready, Tampa? Are you ready? Let's get pumped up! And while we're out there, it's time to stop speaking softly. It's just time to carry that big motherfucking stick! Woo!
Derek's all fired up, man. A lot of people are all fired up and ready for Sunday. I know I am. I know Tony is. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Justin. It's your boy Tony Tegg again, Section 112. And first and foremost, I hope everyone listening to the sound of my voice made it out of Irma in one piece. But damn it, Irma is gone, and it is time for football. But before football comes business, because this fucking hurricane, I have to work every day till further notice to deal with the aftermath. I told the boss man I'll be happy to do it, but only on one condition, that Sunday is mine. I know you've unofficially given me the catchphrase, let's get to work, and it's flattering, but, you know, as you just heard, it isn't a catchphrase for me. It's a way of life, just like being a stick carrier. And you better believe me when I say speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Stick carriers! Let's get to work, baby. And Mike Glennon! You and your stack of dimes neck belong to the stick carriers. I'll see you there.
Boy. I just envision the Bucs defense just flustering him the entire game. Come on, Mike Smith. Let's get this shit done. Come on.
Hi, Justin. This is Lynn from New York. I can't wait to go to Ray J on Sunday to show the world what the stick carrier takeover is all about. Irma tried to knock us down, but we will come back better than ever. The Bucs need to come out on Sunday and kick the Bears' ass. My sister and I will be in Section 219, speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick.
Lynn, looking forward to it.
Nailed it.
Okay. Looking forward to it. We'll see you hopefully at the tailgate party as well. We need as many people for the walk as possible, and I'll do my best in trying to lead the charge there and just making sure everyone is as loud as humanly possible, right? I mean, we're going to have I envision a lot of people, but we can never have enough. Welcome other Bucks fans. It's like we're creating a gigantic conga line. Remember, you go to the conga and you're like, hey, come on, be a part of. Well, it's not going to be necessarily a conga line, but we need everyone joining in. We need people throughout the parking lot going, what the fuck is going? They're going to hear us. It's going to echo. They're going to hear us throughout the parking lot. I need people in the parking lot saying, next game, I'm with them. Next game, I'm a stick carrier. Because everyone's welcome. Everyone is. The Motley Crue Head.
Hey, Justin and the Stick Carriers. This is Motley Crue Head, Rob from St. Pete, calling in. And I've got to hate the sound of this noise after this, but it's what you call a generator. Luckily, my brother had a generator, brought it over to the house, and I've had some power, very little, since Sunday. But I can tell you one thing, you know, as my wallet opens, I see money flying out for car repair, house electrician, tree removal. doing all my power not to sell my tickets and miss the first opening day in 20 years. And by I'm not going to do it. I've got to be there for opening day. And I'm going to be there loud, proud, with my motley crew of 304. And we are going to raise some hell. And hopefully everybody out there in the same boat or worse than me can make it to the game. And you know what? Put everything on the doorstep of Ray J. And it'll be there when you get back, and have some fun for the afternoon. Can't wait to see all of my brothers and sisters from the Stick Carriers and the What the Buck family. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I just wanted to check in with you guys and hope everybody's okay and everybody had you know, a safe journey this last week with Irma. But I like to say fuck Irma and what she did to my house and to my cars and all that fun stuff. But you know what? We made it out healthy. So hope to see everybody out there on Sunday, game day. Again, I haven't missed one in 20 years, and I've got to be there. So to all the stick carriers out there, you know, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Peace.
Use it as an escape. Use it as an escape from all this bullshit we've been dealing with. Come out Sunday looking for a good time, looking to have fun, and I promise you that's exactly what you'll have. PJ is in Colorado.
Commish! PJ from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. 60 seconds on the clock. Roll those motherfucking credits! Bracato, Sports Legends, Headlines, B-Dub, Mastro Subaru, and all the other fantastic sponsors who've thrown their weight and support behind this movement. Yes! Yes! Finally here! As we descend upon our season opener, fellow Buccaneers, let's not forget how much we have grown over this offseason and how much support we need for this fucking team to overcome all the adversity that's been bestowed upon us. Cannot fucking wait to see each and every one of us rise to that motherfucking challenge. It's bear hunting season, boys and girls. Let's fucking go, 60-0! Time to nut up or shut up! And as always, speak softly, baby. But carry that big motherfucking stick! Whammy, motherfuckers!
BJ, I love those Bucks takes you send in. Good to have you back on. And thanks for throwing some love to the sponsors, the supporters, the partners of Bucks Uncensored and the Stick Carriers. You know, it starts with Bracato's. They've been with us from the beginning. Sports Legends. And throw in that unbelievable draft party and also our kickoff party this year. We hope to nail down maybe a couple more away game watch parties, stick carrier viewing parties at Sports Legends. And how about the new ones that have come on board? Buffalo Wild Wings, man. To have Buffalo Wild Wings on board with so many locations. And I'll tell you this, we're going to have a stick carrier watch party event down in Sarasota, in Tyrone, New Tampa. We're going to be all over the place. Buffalo Wild Wings, you know they're all over the place. Wings, beer, and sports. And the guys at Mastro Subaru are stick carriers. They just want it. They're like, we just need to be a part of this movement. We listen to the podcast. We love the Bucks. We are stick carriers. How do we support it? And I said, just come on board. Just come on board. They're going to be at all of our events. It truly is amazing what we're building. And, of course, B4. B4, what you drink before you drink. If you're new to the podcast, this is the anti-hangover remedy. It is vitamins. It works. Anyone that has tried it, I'm telling you, a lot of you have, can attest to it. It does work. You get up bright and early the next day as if you didn't even drink anything. It truly is like a miracle. Drinkb4.com. We've got special things lined up with B4. They're going to be at some of our events throughout the year, and we've got something special coming up in the month of October, kicking off with the Giants game. Maybe even a discount for stick carriers there with B4. And, of course, there's that discount for stick carriers at Mastro Subaru in Tampa and Orlando. You go by, you tell them that you're a stick carrier, and they will give you a special discount off of your new vehicle. It's crazy just for being a stick carrier. So at least, at the very least, go by and see. Who knows? You might get the price that you're looking for in a brand new, beautiful Subaru from the guys at Mastro Subaru. PJ, love it. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of our sponsors for being on board with us as well. Outlaw's up with us. Hey, Outlaw.
Justin, Stick Carriers, Outlaw. Wow. What a week I'll never forget. Holy cow. Glad that's over. Ready to put it behind us and embark on a season that we'll never forget, hopefully. I don't live in an evacuation zone, so I decided not to evacuate. I didn't want to clog up the roads any more than necessary for those who were in any evacuation zones and had to evacuate. So it was scary staying behind, watching the weather, boarding up. At one point, you know, the advisories came in from the hurricane, National Hurricane Center, and that the track is going right over, you know, our area. It's like, man, what are you going to do? I mean, all you can do is hope for the best. Hope that you come out of it just like you went into it and that it wobbles out of harm's way. And it was incredible times, man. Monday morning, I woke up in the area that I live in, Seminole, Reddington Beach area, looked like total garbage. Every surface area of the landscape was covered with something, whether it was a limb, leaves, a fallen tree, shingles. I mean, you know, most of the structures were all standing, which was a great thing. The roofs were still on. But it was just a lot to clean up. And reflecting back in the last 48 to 72 hours as I sit here recording this and looking around, the massive amount of cleanup that has happened is truly remarkable. People coming out of their homes and helping each other, people I've never seen before, you know, that is just willing to come out and give each other a hand. It's been awesome. It shows we truly are. Tampa Bay area strong, and what doesn't kill you does make you even stronger. So glad it's over. Ready to party with you guys. Let's go out there Sunday and cheer our Buccaneers on to a massive victory. I can't wait. Can't wait to kick this off. See y'all Sunday, man. Till then, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Outlaw, cannot wait to see you on Sunday as well. I just envision us having a gigantic crowd for the tailgate party, the walk, and just dominating that warm-up for the Bucks and cheering them on during those warm-ups, letting them know that we are behind them every step of the way. Hey, some bold predictions for this season. Gave you what I think the Bucks need to do to win this game earlier. Bold predictions for the Bucks this year. I don't know if it's a bold prediction anymore, but I think Jameis Winston ends up being a top five fantasy quarterback in the NFL. I think he's got all the weapons there. Not sure how much the Bucks are going to run the football. I think they're going to allow him to open it up, throw the football. I think he's going to respond and throw some touchdowns. Could he throw some interceptions? Sure. But that's his game. He's going to make a mistake, but what you hope for is he's going to throw three times as many touchdowns as he does interceptions, and if that's the case, probably going to lead to a lot of victories this season. I think Jameis Winston ends up being a big-time fantasy quarterback this year. Defensively, I think the Bucs end up with a top-five defense in the NFL this season. And I don't think that's a stretch. So much has been made about the offense, and people have been like, well, the defense this and the defense that. The biggest move of the entire offseason was that the Bucs kept Mike Smith. And they did improve on defense. Chris Baker, now TJ Ward. I mean, they're a better unit on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that while the front four might not generate the pass rush all of you are looking for, I think Mike Smith is going to be very creative, and we could see Quan Alexander or maybe even Levante David, who his strength is rushing the quarterback. We could see those guys coming off the edge as well, coming from blitzes. I think they're going to get creative. I think they're going to get aggressive. And this was a defense that was among one of the dominant defenses in the NFL at the end of last season. If that carries over and they do that for a full season this year, why wouldn't they be a top five defense in the NFL? And Nick Folk wins three games this season, kicking the football. I don't know if they're game winners like at the end with no time on the clock, but he's going to make three field goals in the fourth quarter to help the Bucks win games this season. Three bold predictions for you. And a lot more to come. Yeah, we still got a ton of Bucks takes to get to. And I'll tell you what, why not make this a nice long podcast, something you can listen to and get ready for the start of the 2017 Buccaneers season. Take back Ray J. I'm fired up. The question is, are you?
Bucks Uncensored.
You know what to do when this song plays. You gotta get up and jump around. Jump around. One of the great sights in Raymond James Stadium I've ever seen. We need this energy all game, every game. Let's make it a home field advantage. But it starts with us. And we gotta get these lazy motherfuckers that don't want to cheer, that don't want to stand. We got to get them feeling our energy. We don't need to be negative towards them. We just need to get them to feel what we feel. And that is through repetition. That is through positive energy. And quite frankly, that's through the team performing on the field. So Bucks, get that shit done. And we'll lead the charge in the stands. It's what the stick carriers do. A guy I'll be sitting with game one in section 119, or 109 actually. I'm not going to be in 119. I'm going to be in my old section. 109. It's my buddy Paps. What up, Mike?
Justin, it's Pap in 109. Fucking getting back into it. Got power a couple days ago. Can't do nothing but think about the fucking Bucks game this week. I am so pumped for this game. I'm going to meet all y'all out there. I know it's going to be loud. I know it's going to be wild. It's going to be something for all of us to do who've been sitting around with this bullshit. Fuck Irma. She's from Chicago. Fuck the Bears. And let's go, Bucks. I can't wait to see you guys there. I'll be there.
I'll see you there. Oh, we're going to have fun in 109. We are going to have fun in 109. Garv will be there. Hey, Garv.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, at JP Garv on Twitter. Couple things I'm worried about. The rust, only three practices since August, not including today's, and the lack of a pass rush shown in the preseason. We had none. So we get those, the rust shaken off in time, we get a pass rush going, we should win this game. The exciting thing to look forward to is the new offense, the new Tampa Bay offense with all the weapons for Winston. Got to jump on the Bears, get ahead of them, force them to pass, and we'll win the game. This is a huge football game for the Buccaneers. We win this, we go 0-1, and the season is off to a great start with the home crowd. Wonder. This is it. We're going to do our part because we ready. And let's just show up, be loud, have a lot of fun, and get a Buccaneer win to start the season. And then we can start talking about the Vikings. So that's all I have now except for speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick and show up.
Oh, we're showing up. We're going to be there, Garv. Cannot wait to see you. And make sure you bring that energy on Sunday. I know you will. Brandon's all the way in Washington, but no, he's not. He's actually in Tampa. He's here for the game.
What's up, Justin? This is Brandon from Washington State coming at you from the roads of Tampa Bay with a quick buck steak. First and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to Lou for that post that you put on the Stick Carrier page on Facebook, man. I really appreciate you trying to get me hooked up. And I want to give another shout-out to Nick for responding and hooking me up with a ticket. I am at a loss for words, and I can't find how to put it, you know, how much it means to me. The people I've never met would go out of their way to help somebody they've never met. And it means the world to me, and just another reason I'm proud to be associated with every single one of you and to be a stick carrier. And I, oh my God, I can't wait. Fucking Sunday! My first fucking Bucks game. Early. I wasn't expected to go to one until the fucking Giants game. Oh my God. I can't wait. Jesus. Oh man, I'm going to go to Bricado's again today to celebrate. Fuck. Anyways, I'll leave it with this. As always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick, and I'll see you guys on Sunday.
Can't wait, man. Cannot wait to meet you there at the tailgate party, so make sure you come early, 9 a.m., Ohio Street, just off of Himes. I'm sure you'll all be able to find it. Just put your ear up in the air. You'll hear us. You'll hear us bright and early. I'm going to be loud as fuck. I'm going to be loud, real early. JB's in Orlando. Hey, JB.
Justin, it's JB from Orlando. Man, I tell you what, I cannot fucking wait for this weekend. I mean, after everything with Hurricane Irma and having, you know, 4 kids, 5 adults, like so many people coming and going, stocking up on all this shit, staying up all night, having to work all week, no day off on Monday, but the kids are out of school, so they're bouncing off the walls. I'm going to drop those guys off to their grandparents on Saturday, and I'm going to come down to Tampa. May have to get some food at Bricado's to fuel up, drink some B4, because I am ready to have a fucking good weekend. And it's going to start with a concert on Saturday night, and then it's going to end when the Bucks kick the shit out of the Bears on Sunday. I am so fucking pumped. I am tired as shit, run down. I need a vacation like this weekend is going to provide, and I'm excited about it. I know not everyone, though, is having a vacation. Lou and his wife, Teresa, are having some hard times. So I think that's awesome that Samir set up a GoFundMe page, donated a little cash towards that. Hopefully it comes in handy, Lou. God bless you. Hang in there. You guys will be back on your feet in no time. Otherwise, as far as the game goes, the number one matchup I'm excited about is going to be watching Ellie Marpet take on Eddie Goldman, one of Jameis' teammates from FSU. He's a big guy. Allie and him are about the same size, though, and instead of kind of coming at him from a gap, he'll be head-on. So I think Allie will have a better time, and I think it's also going to be better for our run game because it's not like you're going to have a 270-pound Joe Hawley trying to take on a guy who's 4 inches taller and 50 pounds heavier. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think it's going to be a good one. I think the Bucks are going to come away with a win. We'll be down in Section 106 being loud as fuck. I have to speak softly now because I got kids and stuff in the house. But, back into this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
JB, can't wait to see you there on Sunday, man. Everyone's going. Everyone's going. And I hope all of you are coming to the tailgate party. Remember, if you're not going to eat and drink, you don't have to pay anything. You just hang out. But if you're going to eat and drink, you want that food, you want that drink, the Bud Light, Tito's Vodka, some rum. I think we got like a rum punch, which is probably what I'll be drinking. It's like a $20 donation. And if you think about all the money you'd spend on your own tailgate party or even just going out to eat with a drink, like just come to the tailgate party. 9 a.m., 2.5 hours, eating and drinking and partying with the stick carriers. It'll be fun. Gonna be a good time. Aaron's not gonna be there because he's up in North Dakota.
Justin, it's Aaron in North Dakota. It is motherfucking game week, and I cannot wait to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers whip the Chicago Bears' ass. And now that he's off limits, that fucking giraffe Napoleon Dynamite, I want to see his ass on the ground 4 to 5 times. So defensive line, make me proud. I want to see Quan Alexander, Levante David, Kendall Beckwith, show Jordan Howard and that rookie Tariq Cohen who's motherfucking boss. And who even knows what Chicago Bears have left for wide receivers? Kevin White's now injured. That guy's more fucking injured than Tony Romo. I guess that Bellamy kid is maybe somebody to look out for. But I trust our 5'10" monsters of Brent Grimes and Vernon Hargreaves III to put the Bears on lockdown. Now, I want to see the offense take the chains off and motherfucking explode! I want to see D-Jax running laps around these bitches. I want to see Mike Evans catching touchdowns while being double and triple teamed. Because no one can stop our 6'5" weapon of mass destruction. I want to see our two-headed monster at tight end wreak havoc on the safeties and linebackers. I want to see our new and nasty revamped offensive line opening up motherfucking holes for Jaquizz to burst through. And last but certainly not least, I want to see Jameis motherfucking Winston hanging 300-plus yards and 3 touchdowns on his way to becoming an elite quarterback. And you stick carriers in the stands, I want to motherfucking hear you. I'll be watching on the TVs at the bars. I want to motherfucking feel the energy. I want to see you making Mike Glennon and the rest of that office shit their motherfucking pants. I want to see the stick carriers take back Ray J. It's time to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
I mean, Aaron, that might be your best Bucks take ever. I'm so fired up right now. I love it. I want to see Jameis Winston with all these weapons, just like you said. I mean, we haven't seen him much in the preseason. I want to see Jameis Winston out there with Mike Evans. We saw it last year, but they didn't have anyone else. So Mike Evans getting double and triple teamed. Now you got DeSean Jackson and Cam Brate and O.J. Howard and Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin. Holy shit! I want to see Jameis Winston unleashed. I want to see him finding open receivers, delivering those darts. The last time we saw this entire offense together was against the Jaguars in the second preseason game, and the offense looked pretty damn impressive in that game. Oh, by the way, the Jaguars went, and their defense shut down. I mean, shut down Tom Savage and the Texans. Ugh, Tom Savage. Let's go to Vegas. Ryan is there. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, stick carriers? It's Ryan from Vegas. Just getting off work. Getting this in, just saw the tweet from Justin, hasn't got home yet, so this is going to get in. Just driving back to Vegas for the night, go watch some football. I can't fucking stand Laughlin. Oh. Anyways, I don't want to hear this bullshit of adversity and all this. We've got time to prepare. We're going against Mike Glennon and the Bears. I don't give a fuck about anything that anyone just saw that, oh, they played a close game against the Falcons. Yeah, they had fucking 9 months to prepare for him. And I don't know if many of you guys watched that game. Steve Sarkisian called a terrible fucking game. Ran straight at the Bears, played straight into their strengths. And then the defensive coordinator, I don't even know who he is. I mean, he's never even coached a game in his life. And you could see it because he was letting slants happen all fucking day. So, hey, that's great to see coming from Atlanta. Can't wait to see him get lit up by Green Bay this Sunday night. Jesus. All right, on to Bucks talk. I think we fucking come out and dominate him. Straight up dominate them. If we don't have enough motivation to do it this Sunday, I don't know what will happen. And real quick, I can't believe for a second, Lou, that you didn't think you were going to this fucking game. Get the fuck out of here. You are the fucking part of this heartbeat that drives us. I'm glad to see everyone got to step in and chip in, and I threw a little bit of beer money for you. Hope you enjoy it. As always, everybody, speak softly and carry that big fucking stick.
All right, Ryan. We're coming to the end of this podcast. Can you feel it? Do you feel it inside of you, that energy, that passion? I know I feel it. Holy shit, get me to the tailgate party. Get me to the walk. Get me to warm-ups and get me to the kickoff. We ready. Oh, yeah, we are.
Justin, stick carriers. This is Justin from Virginia. Just calling in to give my Bucks take to say I'm ready for the motherfucking season. Let's go, Tampa Bay. Let's go, baby. We're going to take it one game at a time. The Chicago Bears, you're number one on the list. Mike Glenn's going to be wishing he was still holding that clipboard, collecting that paycheck on that Buccaneers sideline. That Bucks defense is coming for your head this weekend, boy. Coming for your head. It's going to be an exciting season. Been waiting all offseason for this day to come, and it's finally here. What's first, want to say real quick, shout out. Hopefully everybody in Tampa Bay and surrounding areas, man, thoughts and prayers with you after this hurricane. Good to see all the Stick Carry family come together and help each other out. As always, man, I will be speaking softly this weekend and all season long carrying that big motherfucking stick. Let's go, baby. Woo!
And with that, the Bucks takes are done. And that leaves just one thing. One thing. One question for you. Are you ready? I know you're ready. I know you're ready. I know. But as we're doing that walk and we're walking up to Raymond James Stadium, people will know what team we're there for.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
And bringing it back. Thank God the Bucks are bringing it back. But the Stick Carriers again leading the charge. And bring him back a classic.
B-U-C-C-A-S-E-E-R-S, go Bucks! B-U-C-C-A-S-E-E-R-S, go Bucks!
Cannot take any longer. I can't take this anymore. I need each and every one of you. I need you early. I need you loud. And I need you ready to take back Ray J. It started with this little old podcast a little less than a year ago. We took the phrase from the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. We turned it into a movement, and it's now become a way of life. But it has never experienced a regular season Bucks game together. This is what it was meant for. This moment, right now. Coming together with one purpose, with one goal. And that is to be loud as fuck. Take back Ray J. Take back our stadium. Defend our house. And help our team achieve the goal we all have for them. And that is victory. I will see all you bastards in a very, very short time. 9 a.m., tailgate party, Ohio Street, just off of Himes, for the Bucks season opener and home opener against the Chicago fucking Bears. We're going to make those Bears shit in the woods. God damn. As always, we come right back into this. In the words of the Godfather, the words that this movement, the Stick Carriers, rally around, but I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it. Let's go, Bucks. Let's take care of the Bears. Let's get out to a 1-0 start this season. And let's take back Ray J. Nailed it.
Show. Go Bucks.